The devil loves to present the gospel in a bad light, and he loves to present God in a bad light. And so very often people are convinced that they will lose their friends or lose their position or lose their popularity or their opportunities if they become Christians. But I want to remind you, dear friends, the greatest losers are those who do not become Christians. Do you remember what Jesus said in Mark's Gospel, chapter 8 and verse 36? What good is it for a man to gain the whole world, yet forfeit his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? You have a soul, friend, and that soul is worth all the world. It will live forever. You do not lose by becoming a Christian. You gain God, you gain Christ, you gain love, you gain light, and you gain eternal life. This delusion that the devil places upon people as part of his schemes to keep people from Christ is to suggest that there is no hell. It's a myth, the devil may whisper in your ear, or through some friend, or through some discussion group, or through some book that you may read. It's a myth. God is love. He will not send people to hell. My dear friends, you see, we always tend to invent a God that suits us. And most people who invent their own gods invent a God who never judges them, a God who is never wrathful, and a God who is never angry. But if there is no hell, and if there is no judgment, that means that there is no justice. And we cannot imagine a God who is not just. The Bible tells us that God is just, and that justice will lead to a great day of judgment when the secrets of all hearts shall be revealed, and we will be judged according to the deeds that we've done in the flesh. That is why Jesus warned us in Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, "Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell." This delusion says this, that you've got to make certain adjustments first. You've got to fix yourself up. You've got to get your life in order first before you become a Christian. But friends, I remind you that Jesus came for sinners. He came for us just as we are. He's the one who fixes us up. He's the one who forgives our sins and puts our lives back in order again. The problem is we cannot get ourselves right. And the other difficulty is that we never get around to doing the things we say we're going to do. So what we need to do is to put aside this delusion that says you've got to get right first. Rather, come to Christ first, and Christ will make you right and give you the power to get right. This delusion is this one. You can be saved only if you see someone who's qualified to help you. No, my dear friends, that is not true. It is true that sometimes pastors and preachers and ministers can help us, but we pastors and preachers only act as signposts. That's all we are. We point the way to sinners. We point them to Jesus Christ. We show them the way to Christ. It is Jesus who saves us. Not the church, not the minister, not the priest, but Christ and Christ alone. And Jesus is with you wherever you may be right now. You may be at home or in a hospital ward, wherever you may be, Christ is right there. Pull your car up along the side of the road. Close your eyes if you're lying in bed. Close the door if you're at home. Get on your knees and say, "Lord Jesus, I no longer want to be deluded. Now is the time of salvation. I now want to come to you. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Make me one of your own children. Forgive my sins. And help me to no longer be deluded by the devil, but rather to be delivered and delighted by God and His grace in Jesus Christ." Do it now, and God bless you.